A little chill song, get my groove on, pour something strong down in my drink. Well, I know that I don't need a whole lot of anything. I just want a little bit of everything.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 1055 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 1055 WIRI.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower this afternoon, otherwise, a mix of clouds and sun and a nice day with a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight with the lows near 50. On Friday, a warmer day with highs near 80, a bit breezy as well, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Right now, 53 degrees.
Good morning, y'all. Time for some coffee, conversation, and country right here at 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Lord, it's the same old tune, fiddle and guitar. Where do we take it from here? Rhinestone suits and new shiny cars. It's been the same way for years. We need to change.
Let's get it going. It's a Thursday. We want to get moving here. Seth and James hanging out with you. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, all.
Hope y'all are having a great start to your day. We got some great music to join us coming up. We're going to hear from Rascal Flatts, Luke Bryant, Chris Stapleton, plenty more. Mm. All thanks to our friends from the Ground Up Coffee Shop. Go visit them at 250 West Grand Avenue right here in Rapids. Buy local, support local, everybody.
Coffee good.
Oh, yeah.
Coffee good.
I need more coffee. Doing one of the things I did, I am an over planner. I overthink everything. And so it's weird when this happens to me. Doing two-hour morning shows.
Right.
I do not have enough coffee.
You do not. You need
I
more.
Did not, I planned for 2 hours of coffee. I did not plan for four.
You need 4 hours of coffee.
I got to figure that out. Yep. I got to figure out that balance and everything. It's an important part of life, and it's something that we're going to get into here in a moment. But first, as we dive into some country music news, Seth, I saw this one a while ago. I was waiting to talk about it with you because I think it was interesting and noteworthy for the time, our era.
Mm-hmm.
When we talk about covers, I don't know that there's many better covers you will ever hear, even if you don't like either version of the song, mm-hmm. than Johnny Cash's Hurt. It is such a great version of not only staying true to the song while making it your own.
Right.
And I feel like that's, I don't know anything about music. I took music classes in school and all that, but that doesn't mean, sure. I know anything. And I'm certainly no musician. But to me, that seems like a really, okay, you did a great job of, mm-hmm. that song. You,
yes.
did a real well, you did, you really covered that good and everything. There's a lot of great covers in history. And
yes,
it's,
indeed.
It's one of the, I love these questions or these thoughts because there's no wrong answer necessarily.
Of course, no. There's not.
But that version in particular stands out. To the point where Trent Reznor, who wrote the song, said, mm-hmm. that it's not his anymore. It's Johnny Cash's.
Right, which in the era that we're in now, we have been now for a long time, ever since the Beatles, basically, you know, most, and I'd say most, but, you know, majority of people record their own music, right?
Mm-hmm.
They write specific songs for themselves because they're, you know, certain feelings or things like that. Now, country's a little different. They still do use a lot of outside songwriters and stuff, but there's a big group that write their own material. But there's something to be said about taking a song that someone else wrote and making it your own.
Mm-hmm.
And boy, did Johnny Cash make it his own. Now, for those who don't know, and you might get into this a little bit, but the premise of the song is about addiction, right?
Yep.
About drug addiction.
Yeah.
And Johnny Cash knew a lot about addiction.
Yeah, he did. Yeah.
Throughout his life. So I can see how easy it was for him to slip right in and say, no, this song is about me. You know,
and I think that not only fit, but it fits also with Rick Rubin, who just like you have a real ear for music. And I think when you know somebody that you meet somebody that really has that, you get the idea of it. You may hear it and you're like, okay, well, what does that mean? But there's certain people, they just hear sound in all its layers. Seth is like that. It's one of the things I think that makes him good at what he does, and it's certainly one of the things that makes Rick Rubin
amazing.
But another thing about Rick Rubin is he is perfect at casting. He is perfect at fitting somebody with the right song. He always has been. He's got literally hundreds of songs of evidence of this and everything.
Yeah. And he's produced, I mean, just about any genre music. I mean, he started hip hop, but he was never just a hip hop producer.
No. And one of my favorite producers, certainly one of the most influential of our generation. And it may surprise people that this combination, it took him a little bit of Rick Rubin to convince Johnny Cash to do the song Hurt. Producer Rick Rubin was responsible for showing Johnny the song, except Rick had to send it to him three times. Rick would send him a burn CD with a bunch of songs that he thought Johnny should cover, and each time he would put the Nine Inch Nails song first on the CD. But Johnny didn't think he was right for it and kept ignoring the song. Mm-hmm. It wasn't until Rick finally got Johnny into the studio and sang the song to him in person that Johnny finally understood how good it could be. The rest is history, of course. The song, especially the music video, which is just as iconic as the song itself.
Yes.
And it mentions this here. Yeah, Trent Reznor once admitted that the quote wasn't his song anymore.
Yep.
Which is meaningful, especially from a guy who songwriting is so. Both these guys, songwriting is very important to them.
Right. And I mean, we've seen where Trent Reznor has gone. You know.
Yeah.
Oscar winner. You know, for film scores, he's had an amazing career.
Really.
And in song, not just songwriting, but man. That's saying something. I mean, just this convergence of the song, the video, where Johnny was at the time,
exactly.
Basically knowing he was dying at the time. He knew that.
Yeah.
And to be able to put out the way he did in that video to expose himself, basically, not only was it brave, but it was amazing art.
That's the thing that I think, and he really did this throughout his career, maybe never more than at the end, but Johnny Cash never put on airs. Mm-mm. Johnny Cash never tried to be anything he wasn't, and was almost too hard on himself and too vulnerable at times, if you can do that. And at a time in an era, he did this as an outlaw. He did this in black. He did this. You're never going to have another artist like Johnny Cash. Never. No. And that video, if anybody hasn't seen it, or maybe even if you have, if you didn't know, that video was shot at his old home, which was a part of the reason he thought of doing it. It was his idea to do it because of where he was in life and how he saw, he wanted the full circle kind of moment.
That's amazing.
What a career.
Yep.
A guy who talked a lot about balance. And I think that is something that is becoming more and more of a thing. You know, whether we're talking about sports or music or whatever it is, so much of the early generations, one of their jobs, whether they realize it or not, is to give a path of not just being a good musician or being a good artist or athlete or whatever, but how to do it and stay sane, how to do it and find a balance, how to do it and not go broke.
Amazing having to figure all of that out.
You see this a lot in professional wrestling. The younger generations of wrestlers, and by that, guys that have been around 10, 15 years by now and everything, they're not like the guys we watched growing up.
No.
Where it was party all day and spend all your money and everything. Yeah. And, these guys nowadays are a little bit more sane when it comes to that.
Yeah, career oriented, right? Yeah.
Athletes are doing that. And we're seeing a little bit more in the music industry, although that is getting it a little late. but certain artists, I think, that just stand out, not just because of their talent or their look or anything like that. It's them off stage. And it's the reason why I ramble about Chris Stapleton or Lainey Wilson so much.
Yep.
Because there's a lot of great musicians, songwriters, singers, a lot of great lookers in country music, all of that.
Yep.
There's very few to me that they say certain things that and do certain things that I'm like, well, I would bet on this person. Mm. I would buy their stock because of not the game on the stage, but off the stage.
Right.
And Lainey Wilson is way at the top of that list for me. And it's part of the reason is stuff like this. Lainey Wilson is the most in-demand artist in all of country music right now. Period. End of discussion. So it was really nice to hear Lainey talking about work-life balance. She appeared on the Broken Record podcast and had a really illuminating conversation about how difficult it is to stay normal in a crazy business.
And it is crazy.
Quote, I love being around people, but when I really need to refill my cup, I need to be by myself. I just need to be sitting in my front yard with my feet in the grass, feeling the sun and the wind on my face. Then I feel like I can go back out and do it all over again.
Wow.
She went on to say, I'm realizing the deeper I get into this job, how important it truly is to make sure you fill your cup to the brim so you can go out and keep pouring out and pouring out.
Mm.
I love my job, but I always want to make sure that I'm the very best version of myself.
Boy.
It's something we talk a lot about, especially with mental health and just in day-to-day life. The if you take care of your own backyard, you can help your friends and neighbors with theirs. But you got to take care of your own backyard first.
You got to take care of yourself. I love the metaphor she uses about the cup because it's like, you know, I gotta fill up in order to pour out. Because, I mean, it's you can say whatever you want about the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there's if you hit it big, man, the rewards are tremendous. Lots of money, you're famous, you know, you all this kind of stuff. But the stress,
yeah,
the anxiety, I mean, this has to be overwhelming. And to someone that young to understand that, to get that, to say like, you know, yeah, I love my job. Absolutely, I do. But I understand that I got to take a break, man. I can't just keep doing it. I'm going to get burned out, just like any job, right?
Yeah.
You do a job and without taking a break, you can get burned out real easy. So it's great to see that she gets that.
In a little bit, Seth and I will get into our schedule here at the station and get in some more fun. Right now, I thought we'd play Lainey's newest single, Lainey Wilson, Somewhere Over Laredo. You're going to like this one, everybody, if you haven't heard it. It's on the Sunrise Show here at 105.5 WYRI.
Somewhere She was staring out the window of their SUV, complaining, saying, I can't wait to turn 18. She said, I'll make my own money and I'll make my own rules. Mama put the car in park out there in front of the school. And she kissed her head and said, I was just like you. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. Before she knows it, she's a brand new bride in her one bedroom apartment, and her daddy stops by. He tells her it's a nice place. She says, it'll do for now. Starts talking about babies and buying a house. Daddy shakes his head and says, baby, just slow down. You're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look around. You may not know it now, but you're gonna miss this. He says, they don't bother me. I've got two babies of my own. One's 36, one's 23. It's hard to believe, but you're gonna miss this. You're gonna want this back. You're gonna wish these days hadn't gone by so fast. These are some good times, so take a good look.
Favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Now, Daddy didn't like trouble, but if it came along, everyone that knew him knew which side that he'd be on. He never was a hero for this county's shining light, but you could always find him standing up for what he thought was right. He'd say, you've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something or you'll fall for anything. Now we might have been better off or on the bigger house if Daddy'd done more giving in or a little more backing down. But we always had plenty just to live in his advice. Whatever you do today, you'll have to sleep with tonight. he'd say, you got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. I know that things are different than they were in Daddy's day, but I still believe what makes a man really hasn't changed. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to be your own man, not a puppet on a string. Never compromise what's right and uphold your family name. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything. You've got to stand for something, or you'll fall for anything.
Ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, been a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing around it, whole world standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. To the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave her to me. I wish she could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be that I gave her a diamond and she gave forever to me.
On your radio at 105.5 FM and wherever you are with the free Civic Media app. Download it now in the Google Play or App Store.
I set out on a narrow way many years ago, hoping I would find true love along the broken road. But I got lost a time or two,
wiped my brow and kept pushing through. I couldn't see how every sign pointed straight to you. That every long lost dream led me to where you are. Others who broke my heart, they were like northern stars, pointing me on my way into your loving arms. This much I know is true, that God bless the broken road that led me straight to you. Just passing through, I'd like to have the time I lost and give it back to you. But you just smile and take my hand. You've been there, you understand. It's all part of a grander plan that is coming true. Every long lost dream led me to where the broken road that led me straight to you.
Wisconsin Rapids, home for country favorites and classics. 105.5 WIRI.
Sitting all alone over on the tailgate, 10 legs swinging by a Georgia plate. I was looking for her boyfriend, thinking no way she ain't got one. Soon as I sat down, I was falling in love, trying to pour a little sugar in her Dixie cup. Talking over the speakers in the back of that truck, she jumped up and cut me off. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning me around till it faded out, and she gave me a kiss, and she said, play it. Just one more time, but a little while later we were sitting in the drive in my truck. Before I walked her to the door, I was scanning like a fool,
sent to, but I stopped real quick when I heard that groove. Man, you should have seen her light up. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. We've been listening to the radio all night long. I can't believe that it came back on, but here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I want to dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and I said, play it again, play it again, play it again. And she said, play it again, play it again, play it again. The next Friday night, we were sitting out under the stars. You should have seen her smile when I broke out my. She was like, oh my God, this is my song. I've been listening to the radio all night long, sitting around waiting for it to come on, and here it is. She was like, come here, boy, I wanna dance. For I said a word, she was taking my hand, spinning in the headlights. She gave me a goodnight kiss, and she said, play it again, play it again.
We just played it again.
Played again.
I mean,
Luke.
How many? All right, we got to play it again.
Mr.
Everybody.
Bryan, here's, how many times we got to play it, huh?
Here's Luke Bryan. We'll play it again, I guess. Here's, it's a radio station to just play the song over and over again.
No, no, don't do that.
Good things coming up for everybody here on a radio dial. Not only do we get a great afternoon lined up for you, Seth, but we got some great softball on the radio dial tonight.
We have playoff softball, everyone. We've got Assumption taking on Auburndale tonight at over at Robinson Park. So, of course, we encourage everyone to head on over there. Mm-hmm. Looks like it's going to be a nice evening tonight. So, beautiful weather. But if you can't make it, tune in to 105.5 right here. We're going to have the game for you. We got a pregame at about 4:50. First pitch looking at about 5 o'clock. Mike Comer on the call, our sports director, will be there, and we'll have all the action for you right here tonight.
I got to say, there are a few. I don't know if there's anywhere in Wisconsin Rapids I have more memories than Robinson Park.
You've mentioned that before. It's a great park. It's just a great place to hang out. But I love the fact that they also play their games there too.
Absolutely,
awesome.
That's the thing. Part of the reason I was there so much is those. They got two really nice baseball diamonds over there, and especially if you are a crazy left fielder that likes to throw themselves into the wall to make a catch.
I can't imagine, James, that you'd commit to something like that. Not at all.
Back and my ribs are so jacked up because of things that I did for no reason other than I just wanted to be Ken Griffey Jr. for 2 seconds.
Yeah, he broke his wrist. You should have learned, man. Yeah, he broke his wrist running into a wall. Come on.
Here's some Chris Stapleton, Tennessee Whiskey. A perfect morning song, man. Here it is on 105.5 WIRI Sunrise Show, proudly brought to you from the Ground Up Coffee Shop.
But you rescued me from reaching for the bottom and brought me back, being too far gone. You're as smooth as Tennessee whiskey. Strawberry wine.
'cause there's nothing like your love to get me high. Whiskey. You're as sweet as strawberry wine. You're as warm as a glass of brandy. And honey, I stay stoned.
Into your day with From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery and a good cup of coffee. Spring fever has arrived, so don't let that old morning drag hold you back from the next garden project or walk with your best friend. First stop in for some coffee, tea, or fresh baked goods, or try the new overnight oats and to-go breakfast sandwiches. Stop in for a big hello from the coffee crew. From the Ground Up Coffee House and Roastery, where every morning starts with a great cup of coffee to get you going.
Breaking sports radio show news coming across the ticker. In a move for the ages, 105.5 WIRI has traded for playmakers. Join us 4 to 5 Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Hit us in the numbers by calling with your sports takes and feelings. We'll have James, Randy, Michael, and Seth bringing you local sports coverage and news that you won't hear anywhere else. Thanks to our friends at Quality Plus Printing and Family Natural Foods. Be heard 4 to 5 every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on 105.5 WIRI's newest roster edition, Playmakers. We speak sport.
Get ready for summer and transform your yard into a vibrant oasis. Head over to Ella's Greenhouse at 1014 Church Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids. Discover a stunning selection of hanging baskets, beautiful potted plants, and unique custom handmade planters that will bring your outdoor space to life. Make every corner of your garden a celebration of color. Plus, when you mention this ad, you'll enjoy a fantastic $10 off of any purchase of $50 or more. Don't miss out on this opportunity to elevate your garden. Visit us today.
Medicare loses about $60 billion annually to fraud, errors, and abuse. June 2nd through the 8th is Medicare Fraud Prevention Week, focusing on the actions everyone can take to prevent, detect, and report Medicare fraud. Learn more by liking and following Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol on Facebook. Then visit our website, smpwi.org. For information and advice, remember, Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol.
Country favorites and classics, 24/7. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Mind if I sit down? Can can I buy you around? Haven't seen your face before. Are you new in town? It's the same old line. Oh, every time. Are you here alone? Can I take you home? Now every woman stays with every pretty place. There's a pair of flying eyes and a set of keys. He says, come be a star in the backseat of my car. Oh, but baby, slow down, you're going way too far. Let me make it clear to you, my dear. If you're
Civic Media app, 105.5 FM, WIRI, Nakusa, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Yeah, she's my lady luck, hey, I'm her wild card man. Together we're building up a real hot hand. We live out in the country. Hey, she's my little queen of the South. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. She wakes me every morning with a smile and a kiss. Her strong country loving is hard to resist. She's my easy loving woman, I'm her hard working man, no doubt. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. Yeah, our pickup truck is her limousine, and her favorite riding dress is her faded blue jeans. She loves me tender when the going gets tough. Sometimes we find just sweet bad up. Lord, I need that little woman like the crops need a rain. She's my honeycomb and I'm her sugar cane. We really fit together if you know what I'm talking about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house. This time I found a keeper, I made up my mind, Lord, the perfect combination is her heart and mine. The sky's the limit, no hill is too steep. We're playing for fun, but we're playing for keeps. So draw the curtain, honey, turn the lights down low. We'll find some country music on the radio. I'm yours and you're mine. Hey, that's what it's all about. Yeah, we're two of a kind, working on a full house.
One of a kind himself, Garth Brooks on 105.5 WIRI. James and Seth here. And Seth, we got some great stuff coming up for people this afternoon.
We do. Coming up just shortly, just after 9 o'clock, we've got the second cup with, let me see here, me. Yes. I'll be joining you, everyone. I hope you enjoy. Get that second cup of coffee and listen to some Cowboy with your coffee at about 9:30. Then from noon to 4, we've got some Katie Cruz coming in for your midday. Later on, of course, we've got some sports action for you as well. We've got Assumption taking on Auburndale in softball. Pregame 4:50, 5 o'clock, first pitch for that one. And then wrap it up for the day, and we'll see you again tomorrow.
Yeah, got good stuff lined up for you, everybody. Mm-hmm. Be sure to check out that great softball action tonight. Yes. At 4:50. We'll have it for you right here. Have a good morning, everyone. Here's some Tim McGraw for you on 105.5 WIRI's Sunrise Show.
Glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee. Quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I'd never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost. Just to see you smile. When you said time was all you really needed, I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly as the tears I saw rolling down your face. Yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again. Just to see you smile, I'd do anything that you wanted me to. All that's lost, just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile,
I'd do anything that you wanted me to.
just to see you smile.
Consider the folks at Family Natural Foods for everything you need for planting season. Their knowledgeable team has been helping people select just the right seeds since 1946. Choose from an extensive variety of healthy-for-you heirloom seeds, onion sets, and seed potatoes. Growing your own food is one of the best steps you can take to empower your health and save some money. Family Natural Foods offers seeds starting at 99 cents a pack. Family Natural Foods, Grand Avenue, Wisconsin Rapids, putting the farm back into pharmacy.
We're hosting a pet drive on 105.5 FM WIRI. Team up with us as we help gather supplies for the Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. This amazing nonprofit is helping hundreds of animals from being euthanized each year. And you can help out by donating food, treats, bedding, and cleaning supplies. Donations can be made at our studio at 1690 2nd Avenue South or at both Quality Foods locations. Also, our friends at Family Natural Foods and From the Ground Up Coffee House on West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for helping us make a difference.
Econ Electric, Inc., based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, dedicates itself to delivering cutting-edge and dependable residential electrical contractor services. Whether it's a new home or enhancing existing ones, their commitment spans every detail. The success lies in offering residential electrical services tailored to your lifestyle and property. Proudly serving Central Wisconsin, including Stevens Point, Plover, Lakes Area, and Wisconsin Rapids. Experience the comfort and security of a Generac generator and the excellent customer service of Econ Electric, Inc. now.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids and Plover.
Your weather is brought to you by Ella's Greenhouse, 1014 Church Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Mention this ad and save $10 on your next $50 purchase. Make your yard more colorful with Ella's Greenhouse.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Road construction will start as soon as June 2nd on another section of Wisconsin Highway 29 in Marathon County. Governor Evers signed a $10.1 million contract to improve the deteriorating road. The work has been progressing in recent seasons, with sections being worked on at intervals. This year, American Asphalt of Wisconsin crews will be working between Purple Martin Lane and Little Rib River. The 12-mile section begins before Marathon City and extends into Wausau. During construction, Highway 29 will be open to one lane of traffic in each direction at all times. The project is scheduled to be completed by the fall of this year. Home sales in Wisconsin are down again. Here's Joanne Krulatz.
The Wisconsin Realtors Association released its April report revealing home sales experienced a significant downturn for the second consecutive month, falling 10.4% compared to April 2024, even as the median price climbed during the same period. Despite this monthly decline, year-to-date sales were down by a more moderate 3.5% compared to the first 4 months of 2024, buoyed by strong sales in January and February. Statewide, housing inventory saw a slight improvement, increasing 5.9% to a 3.6-month supply in April, yet this figure remains considerably below the 6-month supply indicative of a balanced market, which would necessitate a 67% increase in current listings.
You can come support the Stevens Point Police Department K-9 program this weekend at the second annual Car Cruise with the Cops Car Show. It's this Saturday on the corner of Main Street and Michigan Avenue in the P.J. Jacobs parking lot. The car show starts at 10 and the cruise begins at 3. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Just an outside chance of a shower this afternoon, otherwise a mix of clouds and sun and a nice day with a high of 73. Partly cloudy tonight with lows near 50. On Friday, a warmer day with highs near 80, a bit breezy as well, with a chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
I
I ride east every other Friday, but if I had it my way, my day would not be wasted on this drive. And I want so bad to hold you, some of the things I haven't told you. Your mom and me couldn't get along, so I drive and I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line. And I count the days and the miles back home to you on that highway 20 ride. Day might come you'll realize that if you see through my eyes, there was no other way to work it out. And a part of you might hate me, but son, please don't mistake me for the man that didn't care at all. And I drive and I think about my life and wonder why that I slowly die inside every time I turn that truck around right at the Georgia line. And I count the days and the miles back home to you on that Highway 20 ride. And the years go flying by, I hope you smile if I ever cross your mind. It was a pleasure of my life and I cherished every time. And my whole world, it begins and ends with you on that Highway 20 ride.
Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 1055 WIRI, Nacoosa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 1055 WIRI.
It started way back in third grade. I used to sit beside him in Lou Hayes. A pink dress, a matching bow, and her ponytail. She kissed me on the school bus, but told me not to tell. Next day I chased around the playground, across the monkey bars to the merry-go-round. And Emmy Lou got caught passing me a note. Before the teacher took it, I read what she wrote. Do you love me? Do you want to be my friend? And if you do, well, then don't be afraid to take me by the hand. If you want to, I think this is how love goes. Check yes or no.